Ephesians, basic Christianity. We have needed for a long time a 25-minute sermon. We periodically have 25-minute time spans in our network with no 25-minute sermons. So today, Father's Day, basic Christianity, 25 minutes. Everybody checks their watch. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God to the saints. I've told you already the word is hagios. It has to do with commitment. Doesn't have a thing to do with performance. In English letters, you put an H there because it's the harsh guttural sound, hagios. It is a liturgical word. It means to offer yourself on the altar for the exclusive use of. Can't be a saint unless you're willing to turn yourself over to God. Repentance is not that bawling and squalling that some people foster off on you. It's to turn from to. That's what the word means. It's to recognize that sin is not what the church has been dumping on you about. Sin comes way down deep. What I've been talking about the last hour, to find sin. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to our own way. Every person must learn authority somewhere in order to learn how to submit to God. That's what the devil has won in this recent generation, by deifying freedom in a vacuum. There is no such animal. You only have choice of masters. There is no such thing as freedom in a vacuum. A drunk's not free. He's enslaved to his passion. A pervert's not free. He's enslaved to his body. There is no such thing as abstract freedom in a vacuum. There is only the freedom to choose a master. That's what makes us in God's image. That's what Jesus revealed. He that thought it not robbery to be equal with God, made of himself no reputation. Let's put it in the context of what I've been talking about, because I'm preaching basic Christianity. My problem forever is, the people who work for me, bless their hearts, they work so hard and so consistently, they backslide because they quit listening to me. They're working on Sunday. Men, back me up. One I can see. How many times have I ordered you guys to sit down at least one Sunday a month?
Many times.
What do you think Mike's sitting there for? Afraid he's going to be backslide before he gets married, and then he won't be able to handle that woman sitting next to him. I'm telling you, man, without the power of God in you, there. Every embryo of life is a preparation for spiritual warfare. Where do you think you learn to resist the devil? Now, shame on you, ladies. You thought I was going to say you. In all arenas of life. Because all of life is warfare between God and Satan, and we're but the pawns on the battlefield. He will enter into God, Romans 8 says, enters into all things to work his will, to work that which is good according to his purposes. Now, the King James doesn't say it that way. It says all things work together for good. Things don't work together for good. Tell that to Don, his family, who lost their teenage daughter this past week. Baloney. Things don't work to good. But once things create their calamity, God enters into all things. That's the literal. God enters into all things. That's where the faith comes. We know that the minute it happens and the world falls in on us, the devil got the edge for a moment, God enters into all things to work his good. Not to everybody, to them which are the called according to his purpose. Now, Satan's a great imitator. He enters into every circumstance to work his ends. And the only thing that keeps God on your side is faith. You can be so righteous, the Southern Baptists would deify you in performance. God will not even bother to come near you. You're so righteous you don't need him. Furthermore, you are crowding in on Jesus' territory. If you're faithing, and in the view of the Southern Baptist Convention, you ought to be banished like the lepers. In that moment of faith, God goes outside the camp to you. Now, the saint gives himself over. Children should learn authority from their father. And he ought to have the guts to make them learn it. Every person has to learn it somewhere. You say, what about you? You've been taking some authority now. God deals with his gift ministers. You may think some of them are getting by. I'll tell you something. In my worst moments, I'm easier on me than God is. Now, God's paradoxically easy on me in the area of sin that is covered and the chance to start over. But if you think you've ever met a perfectionist in terms of what he demands on the points that he cares about from his leaders, deal with God. Now, saints, me and you, are people that theoretically, no, actually, at least in some way, have given ourselves to God, to the faithful in Christ Jesus. That's what attorneys would call a conjoint sentence. Not or the faithful. You got to have both ingredients. You got to give yourself to God. You say, here, God, in as much as I can, I'm yours. Now, sin, in essence, all we like sheep, Isaiah said, have gone astray. We've turned everyone to our own way. That's sin. All this other stuff you hear about is but the fruit. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to our own way. We think we can handle it. The church totally misses the mark, dumping on you for such things as long hair, whatever else that stupidity of defining sin would measure. God comes right to the nubbin. We just want to run it our way. Do you know I've found more sin in the church than out of the church by that definition? In the church, sinners deify their sin. Ooh, the Lord told me. They elevate themselves. You ever seen a person, you that have been around the church a long time, you ever seen a troublemaker in a church backslide? You ever seen how spiritual they get? You remember the old boy used to cry like a stuck hog up at the altar? You always knew he was doing something dirty. You always knew it. Our own way. That's what I was talking about earlier. God positions us to learn that our way is not his way unless it conforms to thus saith the word. You also got to be faithful. Grace be to you. Now, doesn't that blow your mind? If they're saints and faithful, why do they need grace? Saints and faithful people are perfect. They don't need grace. Saints and faithful, grace be to you and peace. You don't need peace. God's not against saints. God gives it to them. From God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the Lord, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now I got to go like 60. He talks about a wall of partition between us and God. Leading up to it, he's full of praise. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. Who? Saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Saints don't have to be perfect. They need to be perfected. Faithful. That means you're acting in faith consistently. We that are in that state are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I got people call me and say, my church kicked me out because I wore long hair. Or my church kicked me out because I drank one of those little coffee drinks at the end of a dinner that had a little alcohol in it. My church kicked me out because me and my wife were listening to Ron, couldn't help but get up and dance. Who really gives a diddly? You are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's the important place. Southern Baptists don't put you there. Assembly of God doesn't put you there. I love it when they used to, you know, I used to have people write me an Assembly of God and abbreviate it. And I wrote back and said, yes, sir. Nazarene don't put you there. Even the Catholic Church doesn't put you there. You're already there. Hey, I don't want anybody to try to save people here for the first time in 20 years, but I can tell them something. In or out of the church, if they have offered themselves to the best of their ability, not to me, hey, I want to make something very clear. When I talk about my authority, it's in the whole church function. I don't have any authority over you in your personal life. None of my business what you do. I can't tolerate these churches that follow you around outside of the church. I don't care what you do. I don't know how many of you guys are committing adultery in your mind sitting here trying to listen to me looking around. You women better not be committing it either. But I don't know. I'll guarantee you there's a few adulterers by Jesus' definition sitting here every Sunday. I'm not stupid. That's your problem. I'm only talking about the machinery of the church. The greatest gift of music I've ever seen is our musicians. But like it or lump it, they got to please me. Unless they want to go have a jam session. I mean, if they want to go have a session, play what they want. I don't care. I don't even ask them if they play at a local bar. Huh? Well, they might pick up some new chords. They might even loosen up. I try to work them so hard, they have no energy left to do it, but it's still none of my business. You say, Pastor, and that... Sure. My authority is in what I'm charged with. As your authority is what you're charged with. I'm not going to come in your house and tell you how to raise your kids. That's your business. Now, I'm telling every one of you, if you've got a part to the best of your ability, you say, here I am, God, it ain't much, but I've been going my way for years, and that ain't much either. Now, if there is anything to this religious bit, the Bible says, turn to God and He'll turn to you. Here's my mess, Lord. Now I offer it to you to the best of my ability. And if you don't talk to me out of the woodwork and the adding machine and the driving steering wheel, I'm going to do what I think's best. Because I don't think God is lacking in gray matter. But I have made up my mind that I have been the boss long enough. Here, God. Not a bunch of falderall and liturgy. not a bunch of bawling and squalling, not a bunch of changing your life so a bunch of saints will agree with you that call themselves saints, but the true saint. Here, Lord, I'm a bartender. Can't be a bartender and be a Christian. Who in hell said? Who in hell said? Well, you're dispensing alcohol. What are we going to do? Fire everybody that works in gun shops because people get killed? How about those that make the khaki clothes that army people wear? You can't find any basis for legalism that on the surface says who can and who can't come to God. Well, you sure can't stay a bartender, I'll tell you that, if you're in... Who in the hell says? Where was that strange sound? You're a saint when you give yourself to God as you are. Hey, God, don't tell me about it. All we like sheep have gone astray and turned everyone to our own way. Don't tell me about it. I can tell you. The problem with Christianity is as you walk through the door of sainthood, it's this horizontal punching. All of a sudden you become a punching bag. Saints and the faithful. That means you got some faith and you keep having it. Well, now, if you're a performer, you can't stay where you are. You know what used to get me even when I was a kid? Is that all the people that were second rate, Hollywood, nightclub performers, just before they collapsed and went bankrupt, would get saved so they could say they left that life to serve Jesus. Faithful. I believe God's faithful people ought to dominate everywhere. Faithful in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Oh, no. You may be able to come to God the way you're describing it. You just might get in the foyer of the church. But you're going to have to get spiritual to get the blessings. You know, I was going to preach this whole dang book in 25 minutes and haven't even got out of the first five verses. Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Who? Who gets them all? Speak up, John. Who?
Faithful.
You got it. My Bible says right here, the saints, and all a saint is one who gives himself to God. The church wants you to give yourself to them. You notice even when I ask people to do a job for me, I said, you can sit here. You don't have to do. If you feel yourself getting off the track, hold up your hands and surrender and sit down and listen. You can come to this church and offer yourself to God. You don't have to offer yourself to me. You want to help me do my job, that's a different thing. But you can come here and drink in God's word. All that God asks of you, are you willing to say, hey, God? People say, I'm not an evangelist. But I don't try to save people. Most evangelism is so stupid. You go in a dark room and you say, here, let me lead you to the light bulb. You turn the light on. You don't have to say to people, let me show you the light. Do you know the light's on in here? Huh? How about you? You know the light's on? There are churches all over America today. The analogy is, preacher's up there beating his gums to try to get two or three people back there to see the light. If it's on, it's hard not to see it. Salvation's simple. Repentance is simple. Not, Remember Floyd? Whole church sits around, man. Now it's 1 a.m. You're still sitting there. It's a worn out. You want to kill a guy because he can't get his saving job done. So he's down there on the floor. Cathartic out all his sins. And we'd say, Floyd, what's the matter? Well, I just can't get the feeling I remember I had the first time I got saved. Somebody should have hit him on the temple, and after he woke up, said, you got it yet? You remember Floyd? He's your brother. Her brother. I prayed with Floyd. I'll teach you to shake a club at me. Got old Floyd trying to duplicate a past experience that memory had exaggerated. I used to ride my scooter in an olive orchard up near Bangor, Palermo, out of Orville. I thought that was the Amazon jungle. I mean, my memory. I remember how scared I was when I used to ride my scooter through that looking for monsters. 20 years later, I went back and there was 4 or 5 trees. I thought somebody had cut the forest down. Memory exaggerates. Repentance is not all that, Father all. The word simply means to turn from to. You know, there are people who say, I make it easy. Like hell I do. I tell people, your way's wrong. That's what sin is. I don't care how it looks to somebody else. You may look pretty righteous. But the beginning point of being born again, which is a work of God's Spirit in us, no big deal in terms of feeling, a simple act of placement in us of God's life. He may hit you like a thunderbolt, or he may hit you in a way you don't feel anything, but his word says he'll do it. Repentance is turning from to. I've had it with my way. The church actually makes it hard to do that. They get on you so much and tell you what you've got to change into, it makes any red-blooded man so mad, he's going to risk being awake the last minute so he can make it right with God and get in the last minute just to keep somebody else from telling him how to serve God. It takes one to know one. Repentance is not bawling and squalling. It's a hard-headed decision. Hey, my way is wrong. It ain't done that much for me. God, here I am. I don't even know all that encompasses your way. And by cracky, unless I get convinced each line is your way, I'm not going to listen to any of these horizontal forces. But God, who knows the heart, knows when you make that decision. I'm going your way. And then, the instant you do that, God's way is clearly said. His way is to believe what He says, not what you see. So find the first promise that you can grab hold of, and you start doing it. And the minute you do that, you have offered yourself as a saint. Your first act of beginning faithfulness is to take God at His word. He puts His Spirit in you, and you are born again. Whether you feel anything or not, there's life there. Watch out, it'll probably change you. He puts all your sins on the cross, and the church traditionally doesn't want them there. They want to keep them around so they can beat you to death with them. He's put them there, and He puts you in Christ, seated in heavenly places, blessed us with all. That's the point. I ain't getting anywhere. I got to finish this next Sunday. All spiritual blessings to the saint who just committed himself, and to the faithful. You know this house full of people that are saints by that definition and faithful? God's blessed us with all spiritual blessings. You know we're sitting up there with Jesus, and all the pressure in the world is not going to prevent me making it, because God's already decided He's going to treat me like I'm already there and help me finish it. Isn't that simple? Isn't that simple? Same. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Give me and my parents time to get out, please. But that's my 25-minute message. See you next Sunday.